Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarewitz,
and Jake the Snake Ruin.
Oh, man. Back at it again with this podcast.
With the white bands.
It's been a hot minute, boys.
Classic reference.
I mean, not since we've, you know, talked and hung out, but just since we've done this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I wish we could do it in person, but the timing never lines up.
No. Never lines up. And when we're together in person, we just never do it.
It's like we only get together for like one day, and then that's it. We need like 2 or 3 days in order to be like, okay, this day is going to be a podcast day. Anyway, so this is Screenplay, the improvised movie. The three of us, we get together, we talk about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we use that as a prompt to make up our own movie screenplay, where we make up all the characters, all the dialogue, all the action, all the settings, all up on the spot right here for you to hear with your ears. So this week, it's my turn.
Hashtag Alec week. Send Alec lots of gifts.
Yes, send me lots of gifts.
You said, not presents, but
you said it's an Alec week, and I heard it's a Shagadelic week.
Shagadelic week. I wish.
They're two in the same, man.
Ayo.
Is your movie Austin Powers?
No, it's not.
Damn.
My TV show is that I want to talk about today. Thank you for doing that right into the mic, Jake. Is Ted Lasso.
Great show.
He is a lasso.
Yeah, he's got a lasso. He's roped me into watching his show.
That's good. Ooh. Does he whip you and chain you up and
wish. He's not that crazy. He's actually a very nice person. Ted Lasso, he was a college football coach for Wichita State. And then this lady named, what the fuck is Rebecca, she gets into like this huge public divorce, but they're like, she's kind of like a celebrity. And she gets in this huge public divorce with her husband, and in the divorce, she gets custody of the football league, aka soccer team that they own together. So now she owns the team AFC Wimbledon. First episode, she fires the coach, and he's just like, "What?" And he was like a pervy guy, skeezy guy. So she fires him, and she's like, "I know exactly who I want, and it's Ted Lasso, the coach of a football team." Uh-huh. And it's like a college football team in America. He doesn't know anything about fucking football in Europe and whatnot.
So he's a football coach sent to a soccer team.
Yes.
Speaking in football team.
In American words.
Yeah. So he goes there and he takes a job, and he's like the nicest fucking guy ever. So sympathetic, so charismatic and shit. And he has this assistant coach. Everybody calls him Coach Beard, and he's got a hella beard. And he is just like, he's a man of little words, but when he does talk, it's fucking gold. He's one of those guys.
How does it compare to
like
your
a Ferb, like a Ferb character?
Yeah, kind of.
How come Ted Lasso takes the job if he knows it's a soccer team?
So
he
kind of sees it. So there's a little bit of classic improv thing.
Not allowed.
A classic improv kind of scenario. His marriage is going in not well.
Oh, sucks for him.
So he has a kid with his wife, and the marriage isn't doing well. So he takes this job across the fucking Atlantic Ocean because she needs space. So he's like, "I've gotten this offer. I'm going to take it. I'm going to try my best doing something out of my comfort zone and give her the space that she needs while I provide financial support," I guess.
Nice.
So he goes over, and the team sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of like bad news bears in a way, but like there's some colorful characters. There's Jamie Tart, who's like, he's like the guy that he's like the prodigy kind of soccer star. And yeah. It really went to his head, and he has a big ego about it. He's like, I'm the fucking shit. But now he's like, I don't know the technical terms of it, but pretty much like they got him from like the big soccer team. So he's like now the star. Instead of being just like a regular player on their team, now he's like the star of AFC Wimbledon.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And then there's Roy Kent, who's like the curmudgeon character, who's just like, fuck you, I don't care about what you think, fuck you, I'm Roy Kent. And he's like a really good character, but he's old. Like he's like an older person on the team. He's like the oldest guy on the team. Like, but like
guy, that's funny.
He's like, so, a Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
he's like, so, a real cast of characters in this, then, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then there's some Nigerian guys who are like big like they're really good at football, so they came over from Nigeria, and now they feel out of their element and whatnot. One of their names is Sam. He's becoming like a really big character. And then Rebecca, she has an assistant named Higgins, who's like a classic married man, just like has like a really nice married life, but he's kind of just like the yes, Rebecca, of course, Rebecca, I'll do whatever you say, simp. Rebecca. Yeah, kind of.
He's a simp for his job.
Yes.
And his wife.
They love each other.
One and the same, if you ask him.
Mm-hmm. He simps for his wife and his job. There's Keely, who is Jamie's girlfriend. And she's just like a model. Like she got, like she says that she got famous for basically doing nothing. She's like the Kardashians in a way. She got famous for being hot and shit, but she actually turns into like one of the most interesting characters in my opinion.
Oh.
And because she actually is like, I want to do stuff for me, not for my looks and whatnot. And then the last like big character I'd say is Nate. He's like kind of like the water boy of the team. And he's always like a wallflower. He's always in the background. But then Ted, he like notices everybody, and he wants like Nate's input on the team. And Nate's like, you want me to give you ideas? And he's like, yeah, of course, Nate. Nate the Great, what do you got? That's exactly what Ted Lasso says.
So do they start winning or do they suck the entire time?
They do start winning a bit. They get better. However, they've accumulated, like when Ted first starts out, like they get losses after loss after loss, but then eventually they do start getting wins. However, the last episode is like their last match and they're up for relegation, which pretty much means in football, soccer, there's the Premier League and then there's the Championship League. Premier League is like the top teams and whatnot. So AFC Wimbledon is in the Premier League, but they're up for relegation, which means if they get so many losses, if they don't get like so many points slash like pretty much if they don't win as many games, then they get put down into the Championship League, which is like a not as big league, like not as much money and whatnot in the league for that. So they're up for relegation the last game, and Jamie Tart, like right when he's like getting to be more buddy buddy with the team and whatnot, there was something that happened that pretty much like the big team that sent him over, they take him back.
No.
Because I think it was because Ted benched him for a game because he wasn't doing what Ted was telling him to do. Like he was just doing it. He was just not being a team player. He was only playing for himself.
Yeah. Fuck him.
So
yeah, hate that guy.
Even though he was doing like really good, like he got like two goals, and then all of a sudden Ted was just like, I'm going to bench Jamie. Jamie got benched. So then the big team was like, you can't bench our player. We're taking him back. So now they're up against that big team for this last match. And Jamie's on the team. And like, it's looking like they'll do pretty good. Like, they're going to get past relegation. Pretty much all they need to do is they need a tie in order to beat relegation. And like, they're able to get a tie in like the last seconds. But then in soccer, it's like the other team is able to rebuttal after like a final goal in order to like before like the match is over. And Jamie is able to get a goal during that rebuttal. So they go on, so they get relegated into the Premier League or into the Championship League.
It's like Glee. The main characters lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like when a main character loses.
Me too.
And that's pretty much the first season of Ted Lasso. Any questions?
How many seasons are there?
They're currently in the middle of season two right now.
Okay.
Like it's like I literally just watched the I think it's the fifth episode yesterday that just came out on Friday.
Nice.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's good. Highly recommend.
I played soccer when I was a kid.
I did too.
Did
I
was, you?
I was
Which position.
I was mostly goalie.
I was defense. I would have protected you.
Oh, we would have been friends.
I know. Jesse, what were you?
I didn't play soccer.
No, what were you, Jesse? What would you have played? No.
I don't think you. You heard me. I said, what were you?
I was a child.
God. I was also a child.
I don't know what I would be. I liked the idea of being a goalie.
You would have been the offensive. You would have had a great time scoring the goal, and you would have gotten all the glory.
Yeah.
Guts, glory, Ram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ram. Speaking of Ram, my computer. Yeah.
Speaking of Ram, let's charge right into it. Are you guys ready?
Do we explain what the podcast is? Did I miss that?
Yeah, I did that. I did it pretty quickly at the beginning. I got into it.
Okay,
all right.
Shit.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Bum, 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 bum. Exterior, a soccer or football stadium. It's like a news... Like they're broadcasting a game. This is the sound as we go. It does a flyby of the people in the stands. They all go, woo! You know, they're excited the game. And the camera goes down to the field and we see two teams in the middle of a match. It's the world championship of soccer match. And
We cut to two anchors.
Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the championship match between AF whatever team and BD Wong.
That's right, Larry. I'm Chet B-R-U-D. And with me today is Larry... Wickershaw.
That's right, Chet.
Larry, what do you see down on the field? How's AFF whatever the hell it doing?
Yeah, well, AF whatever has they've had a couple losses in the midseason. Obviously their defensive players have been taking the toll ever since Charlie Spoon got injured, obviously. So it looks
Charlie
like
Charlie Spoon, what a guy.
What a guy that Charlie Spoon. He had seven different defense playmakes in the last three games before his injury, obviously. So
that's right, Larry.
That's right. So AF whatever the heck is gonna be fighting a steep uphill battle in this match.
Now BD Wong's players down there, they're doing great.
That's right, Chet. That's right.
They are led by their team captain of Quentin Blasso.
That's right. And Quentin Blasso, he's quite an unlikely hero, according to the team's owner. They say he's
And you say he's from America.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Just like we are.
Oh. Well, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm just that is right. I'm just excited to see how BD Wong how they take care of this match here. This is for all the marbles, after all.
Yes, they're the away team.
That's right. You can tell because they're wearing the white jersey.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Let's go into the action.
We go down into the stupidly called BD Wong football team.
It's a great football team. Shut up.
I like that name. That's a fun name.
Do you know who BD Wong is, Jake?
That's an actor, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Who is he?
He was in Mr. Robot.
I never saw that show.
What else was he in? BD Wong.
He plays a clinical psychologist in Law and Order SVU.
Apparently, he was in Mulan.
All right, I'm looking at him. I do not know who this is.
Anyway, we cut into the locker room of BD Wong's team. The coach is all he's got everyone gathered around, and his star player, Quentin Lasso, Flasso, whatever his name is.
Blasso.
Blasso. Uh-huh. He's standing right next to the coach.
All right, coach, tell him how it is. How are we doing today?
Well, all right. Well,
we're doing shitty. That's how we're doing, coach. I run this fucking team. You look at me, motherfucker.
Quentin, stop, please.
You are old.
Please stop. Yeah. Please stop. I'm the coach for this.
Uh-huh. Well, who pays you? I pay you. That's right. Kiss my toes. He sticks out his toes.
Coach gets on his hands and knees and starts kissing his toes.
All the other players are like looking away awkwardly. They're like they're like attending to stuff in their lockers, but they're still kind of like glancing over at the coach kissing Quentin's toes.
Now you listen to me, little boys. We are playing this game of football, and we are going to win this game of football. You know what they call it back home for me? They don't call it football. They call it whatever I say to call it. Right now, I call it sploozball. So everybody's calling it sploozball.
One of the teammates pipes up, I'm not calling it sploozball.
I'm calling it fucking sploozball, or I'm grabbing your balls so hard you're going to wish I grabbed them harder.
Some of the other players, they look over at the coach who's like struggling to get up.
All right, everyone, we're calling it Splooze Ball. Listen, yes, Quentin.
I was just gonna say, I'm very cocky.
We know, they all chime in.
We all know, yeah. So It's gonna be probably an easy game. Their lead defenseman, he is not gonna play. So if we all pass the ball to Quentin, is the way he asked me to say it.
Yeah,
we all pass it to him. He will make all the goals.
He'll make all the goals.
I need a lot of you to all just do what he says. Obviously, I'm just the coach.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing will go wrong. We cut to after the game. They lost.
They lost. Quentin, his leg is broken in like five different places. He can't walk.
And he's like he's like throwing shit, anything that he can grab from off of like the wheelchair gurney or whatever. Whatever you want. He like somehow got into the locker room.
Oh, well, you guys played terrible out there.
No, yeah, it's because of this fucking guy's fault.
Okay, well...
Well, he told me not to say that, but
well, you know, I tried, okay?
Oh, so now you're being all apologetic, Quentin?
Yeah,
I thought you were Mr. Cocky.
I'm apologizing to my... You know what? I can be cocky. I'm just apologizing to myself, you know? But yeah, yeah, I hope this doesn't ruin my my contract that I have to score 1,000 goals every game, because I need the money, and I need to be you know, doing soccer, spools ball. Otherwise, right. Fuck, right. I call it soccer.
He's losing it.
As your coach, I'm going to level with you.
Okay.
Not scoring 1,000 goals this game. You are being sent to our minor league team.
No. Wouldn't do that to me.
No, I can because I have the legal authority to do so. So
I thought you kissed my toes. You bowed to me.
I did, but now that you're in breach of contract, you should probably start kissing my toes.
Do I have to?
It's not gonna change anything, but if you do it, maybe I'll be more lenient on you.
All right, he bends down and starts aggressively kissing his toes.
Wow. Oh,
his leg gives under him underneath him.
Because of the pleasure of it.
No, because his leg is broken.
Jake. Can somebody get this guy a medic? Get him out of here. Right. Send him to the hospital and then to the minor league.
No! We cut
title
to...
sequence.
It's we like a to... fun animated sequence.
Oh, yeah. There's like a soccer ball and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
There's like a montage of him recovering in the hospital and like doing physical therapy and everything, but he's mad the whole time.
We see the list of celebrities that are in this movie.
Edie Wong mysteriously is not in it.
Edie Wong is not in it, but Steve Buscemi is somewhere in this movie.
Oh boy.
Where will he be? Only time will tell.
We cut to a title card that says, 1 year later.
Ooh, I like that. It's like, but it's like the Suicide Squad, where it like
it's built into. It's like a person's like mowing the lawn of the pitch, and it's like 1 year later is like in that. The lawn.
I like that. Quentin, he enters the office of the coach of the minor league team.
So you're Quentin Blasso, huh?
I am Quentin Blasso. And yeah. I don't know if you heard, but I ran that other team, and I expect the same type of treatment here.
You ain't getting that here, buddy.
Oh, I'm not?
Nope. Welcome to the minor leagues, where nobody gives a shit.
Oh, no. I was the mean one. Are you the mean one now?
I'm the coach. I play hardball, but here my assistant coach. He's kind of like the good cop around here.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to like him.
Isn't that right?
Hey, he was just in the corner of the office the whole time.
Oh my God, you blended in.
Hey, what's up? It's good to have such a great player on the team.
Well, I don't know. How's your leg?
Yeah, how is your leg?
It's still a little broken, I'm going to be honest.
It's been
a year and it's still causing me a little problems.
I mean, you are walking on it, so that's
This is kind of embarrassing, but I fell in the shower.
It happens to the best of us.
And I broke my leg again.
Well, I
slipped using my my soapies.
Your soapies?
I mean, my soaps.
Okay.
Is that what they call soap in America?
Where are we right now?
Welcome to the stadium, Blasso. We are AFC Tooting.
AFC Tooting?
Tooting. That's an actual city in London.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like Wu-Tang, but not as cool.
Oh, got you. I like your accents.
Thank you.
I get it.
This is what Tooting sounds like.
You know, it sounds very similar to American, I would say.
Weird. Anyway, let's go for a walk, meet the other players.
All right, well, I can't really walk, so I don't know how I'm gonna play soccer. football.
The coach looks over at his assistant coach.
Yes.
You know, we don't have a mascot.
Oh my gosh, this is so degrading.
We don't have a mascot.
What is your team's logo?
We are the Bulldogs.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. I'll be the Bulldog. Let's do it.
You
right now.
Be the Bulldog?
No,
you
want to
be the Bulldog?
No, I don't. I was being sarcastic, but my leg hurts so bad that it's not really coming through. It's sounding authentic. Look, right, here's. I'm ready. Let's just meet him.
Let's go out, meet the other, meet the other players.
Yeah, he's hobbling around.
The assistant coach has him like,
yeah, that's like cute,
over his shoulder, and well, not like over his shoulder, but Quentin's arm is over the other shoulder, and he hobbles
using
him
with as a crutch. Yeah,
they're like, there you go. They're like whispering in each other's ears. we don't know what. As they're walking, we see the team. It's like you know, it's a weird team. There's an old lady. There's a really tiny man, you know. There's I'm trying to think of other wacky characters.
There's like biker. There's like six biker guys.
There's a robot who's there. And how many people play on a team?
It's a pretty big team, like probably like 20, oh, there's like 20 to 25 people, but we don't have to get it to all of them.
All right, there's four children standing on top of each other
in a soccer jersey.
But two legs, a middle, and a head, because they need the kicking power.
Of course.
I don't know how many of this is. Let's do like one more.
Okay, one more.
A bear.
Is that a large gay man or an actual bear?
No, I mean an actual bear. But
okay, good.
It was
know.
Very
good
progressive.
But
of
a
you,
couple
Alex.
Of those bikers could also be bear.
Hey, there you go.
Uh huh. I like that. All right, we go
call
over.
This, call us the AFC Bears.
We go over. We meet the team of a tiny man, a robot, an old lady, four children standing on top of each other, a bear,
and six biker guys.
Six bikers who could be bears. Are they bears? Do we confirm?
They could be.
Okay, they could be. So that's, we'll say that's 10. 10 yeah, plus Quentin. That's actually 9, I think. Perfect. That works out great. All right, he comes over. He looks at all the
right.
team. He's
all right, Quentin, this is our first, this is our captain. This
what the Mildred. Fuck is this? Is that a bear?
Well, yeah, that's a bear. But I'm talking about Mildred. She's our captain.
Hello, young whippersnapper.
Hi. Will you introduce me to the team?
No. You're going to meet me first, bucko.
Oh, my God.
I gotta assess how good you are.
You know what, Mildred? I don't know if you heard, but I ran my other team.
She can't so, with a broken leg.
Oh! Maybe
yeah,
I might.
Well, I run this team. And also the bridge club and the bingo club.
Ah.
And also I ran the cheerleading team that I was on when I was in high school. I ran everything.
I have a feeling I'm going to undergo some character development, in which I will become more appreciative of everybody. But
you'll see.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it right now.
Anyway. With that leg of yours, I don't know, Coach. He doesn't look like he's in the tootin' spirit.
Here, kick a ball towards me.
The bear kicks a ball towards him.
That was a great kick by him. All right. Here we go. Quentin goes to kick it, and you just hear a crack.
I haven't heard that loud of a snap since my husband cracked his cane falling down the stairs. And also his back. That one also cracked.
Oh no, did Mark fall down the stairs, Mildred?
Again.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You should just put like a ramp in there.
Shut up, Quinn. Shut up, Quinn.
I'm not taking suggestions from a man with a cracked leg.
Mildred, why don't you introduce the rest of the team?
Yeah, please. I want to meet everybody now.
All right. Here, I'll come up with all of them. I'm going to name all of them right here.
All right.
First off, we got 2210. That's the robot.
Hello. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Will you be scoring goals?
I will. Will you calculate the probability?
I calculate 0%. Ha, oh. ha, ha. He kicks him in the broken leg.
Next up is Reggie. He's the bear.
Do you guys speak bear?
No. Do you?
No.
I do. I am a robot. I speak over 6 million languages.
Yeah, 2210 speaks bear for us.
He said a slur to you. But one in the bear language.
What is he saying? What is he saying?
I refuse to translate. He did ask me to kick you in the broken leg. He kicks him in the broken leg.
All right, next stop, we got Sir Man Dude.
That's four kids that speak in unison.
Hello.
It's us.
Sir Man Dude.
Welcome. Stop speaking. Not in unison.
Oh, shit. All right. Duty. All right. Don't tell my mom.
Guys, maybe I should just speak from now on. All right. Wait. I think it's weird that my legs talk anyway.
I know. Wait. Before you go, before we stop, tell Quentin that we have to be home by 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we have to see our wives.
Our wife.
All right.
Quinn, I don't know if you heard that, but we have to be home at 6 to see our wives. I mean, wife.
Oh, okay. Have fun.
All right. We're going to kick in the broken leg now.
They're like teeter around. They're like wobbling and like tilting all which way. And then finally the legs is able to give like a kind of like restrained kick to his broken leg.
All right, here's Jim Bob. He's the short guy.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Jim Bob.
Oh my gosh, you're British.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
we are in England.
The coach is British, and so is the assistant coach too.
Right, they just speak different than me.
They speak different.
From a different place. So what's the deal then? You got kicked off your old team, huh?
Okay, well, I did, but you're talking about different places. You know where you came from?
What?
The Wizard of Oz.
All right, that's a little, I'll say it, Quentin, that's not very PC of you.
Yeah, you think what? You think I'm not good because I'm a short guy. That's it? Is that it? Is that I'm a short guy? That's it? You're making fun of me for that?
Yes. Jim Bob kicks him, and it's the hardest kick that Quentin's experienced so far.
And then he uppercuts.
it's like the thing where Quentin's like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Where he like bends down he got kicked,
so Jim Bob can reach.
Yeah, to uppercut him.
That's right. And my wife is a supermodel.
Really?
Yeah. She's regular height.
Yeah, she's over there in the stands.
You could see like a really hot swimsuit model. Like
she's wearing the swimsuit. Yeah, it's like 50 degrees outside.
Is she cold? You cold?
What?
Are you cold?
It's a little chilly.
Hey, stay away from my wife, all right?
I can't.
Our marriage is on the rocks right now. She can't be talking to other people. What?
I said I can't promise that.
Why?
Hey, sweetie, what's your name?
Stop it.
My name's Kathleen.
Kathleen, stop.
Hey, Kathleen, do you want to see a real soccer player? No.
I do see a real soccer player. My husband, Jim Bob.
Oh, that's cute. That's right. That was good, Kathleen. Very good.
I also see several other players, like the biker gang.
Oh, the biker. I haven't met the biker gang yet.
You want to meet the biker gang?
Sure.
Okay, come on over here, lads.
Six of them, like walk over all menacing, like.
These are the Bulldogs from Hell. That's the biker gang name.
Holy
they
shit.
Came with the team. They're like the protectors. You know how like some biker gangs will go and protect like children in court cases and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
They came with the team. They're the one. They're the protectors of the Bulldogs of AFC Tooten. They also play.
You don't ride motorcycles.
We also love.
Ooh.
Also love.
I
thank you.
That's nice.
What were you asking about motorcycles?
Yeah. What are you saying?
You don't ride the motorcycles while you play football, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh. So, yeah. Okay. If we could get it inside the stadium on an away game.
You're in the minor league. There are no rules.
There's literally no rules. It's like Space Jam and the Looney Tunes.
They give you a ball and then they just yell, action.
Okay.
It's like we're on a movie set. I don't know what's...
ideas of how I can play this game now.
Oh, with your broken leg, they all kick it.
All the bikers?
Yeah, at once.
All right. Okay. Everybody, you know what? I'm just going to... take a second. Quentin goes down. He sits down. He's having a hard time. Everybody's being mean to him.
His leg's bleeding.
He's getting a taste of his own medicine. Yeah. He's taking
a taste of blood in his mouth. The coach walks over to him. So how you like them all? Huh?
Is this how I sounded when I was on my old team? I mean, you don't know because you weren't there, but I think this is how I sounded, I bet.
It's
kind of a hypothetical question, I guess. This was how I sounded, yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, from me watching your games, and that's how the commentators made it sound like.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I know I put on this front, but it really, I just love this game, and I just want to do well, and, you know. And
hey, that's the first step.
I'll admit it. If this is how I was, that really sucks, man. I just want to be better because I want to.
That's good. That's good. Isn't that right, assistant coach?
Yes, correct. I've been here the whole time. I've been thinking.
Yeah.
I think even though your leg is broken, I think you can still play.
How?
I think if we put this mechanical sheath on your leg, you'll be able to walk on it.
Okay.
Yes, 2210 made it special for us.
Right. It's not dissimilar to the way Batman fixes his leg in Dark Knight Rises.
I like it.
It's right, like I'm that. Done. So they put it on him and it goes, it like whirs and hisses and then it just goes, and now he can walk on his leg.
All right. Roll a ball.
Mildred kicks a ball towards him.
And then as Quentin kicks it, it just flies out of the stadium. It's like a circle one. So it goes fucking far, man. He kicks that thing all the way to the moon. There's a train on
the moon.
There's a train.
It's like the desolate wasteland of the moon.
Uh-huh.
And then a soccer ball just lands on the surface.
Yeah.
And then we come back. Well, that was good, but you're going to put it in the goal.
That was the only ball we had.
Oh.
2210, get us another ball.
I have ordered one from Amazon. Yes?
Let's go to the moon.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Ha, ha, ha. He shoots him with a laser.
He disintegrates. No, I'm kidding.
2210, what do we say about the lasers?
I'm sorry. Deactivating lasers.
But now Quentin is missing an arm.
Good thing you don't need it to play football.
That's true.
That's true. Ha-ha, unless he was goalie.
Ha, 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 ha. He is not the goalie. Is the goalie.
The bear is the goalie. Reggie the bear.
Reggie the bear. All right,
team. Hustle in. Huddle in. Huddle in. It's me, the assistant coach.
As Quentin's running in, his leg accidentally runs him all the way to America. He looks up, oh, where am I? And then he runs all the way back. It's a fast leg.
A Quinn, leg. Sit down, please. Please. I'm about to start coaching. All right,
oh my
everyone.
God. Wait, my arm is gone. Take a
relax,
second.
Relax.
Okay.
I realize that, you know, our last year's season wasn't great. All right. Reggie's wife got hit with a ball. Yeah. Sorry, Reg.
Okay. What is he saying? 2210.
He's saying he has no love left in his life. He is depressed. And he keeps saying bear slurs.
We need to find him a bear wife.
All right. Anyway, team, we got a new player now. Quinn here. He's been playing in the big leagues for years. He had a 1,000-goal contract a game. So
I met that contract.
Yeah, he met that contract until the last game of the season where they lost the championship.
You know what, Reggie? I don't need this right now from you.
I don't know. Quinn, I don't know who let you talk during your last team's meetings, but I'm the coach. So sit down. He smacks him. I'm the assistant coach.
Okay.
Anyway, let's run drills.
Drills?
The team is running drills, and they're very bad at it.
They're like scrimmaging.
Yeah. Reggie's kicking the ball. He's falling over.
Okay, wait.
2210 is flying for some reason.
I need to clarify. Is Reggie, is he on all fours or is he on his hind legs when he plays?
I was thinking hind legs.
Sure.
Okay.
I guess he runs on all fours sometimes.
Okay, but when he's goalie.
He kind of has to be on his hind legs in order to get the goal. Unless he just like is on all fours and he just like stays still the entire time.
The bikers are riding motorcycles.
Quinton's the only one who's sitting there and he's just kicking the ball into the goal. He's kicking ball after ball and he's looking around and everybody's doing their own thing.
Jim Bob is making out with Kathleen.
the four children, they look very scared. Standing in the corner.
Mildred is knitting.
All right. Coach, can we have the people do soccer, football, schmooze?
Are we not playing soccer?
No, I mean, you don't let me. Can I help you a little bit? I know what to do. I'm the one that's played before.
He already has an assistant. It's me.
Okay, you know what?
All right, you know what, Kyle? Fucking calm the shit fuck down.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm the assistant coach. It's me.
All right, Kyle, you are the good cop. What the fuck happened to you?
When I get into football, man, I get competitive.
I respect that. But our first game is coming up in 2 days, and we need to be ready to play by then.
What, you think you can coach better than me?
I think I can. Let's have a coach off.
All right.
And then,
I was just going to quit.
Loser has to kiss the. Oh, what?
What?
I was going to say, loser has to kiss the toes of the
winner. Quinn, I don't want to kiss your toes, and I don't need this job, okay? My wife is a billionaire tech mogul.
She is.
So, goodbye. He pulls off his whistle, and he throws it on the ground, and he runs away.
My God.
He's like sprinting.
It's like in Get Out, where he's just like
just running straight.
He like jumps the fence and everything, and
he's going right for the camera. And then he turns to the last second. Well, I guess I'm the assistant coach. If you want, I will. You don't have to pay me more. I'll do it for not for free, but for the soccer contract plus.
You know what? I'll give you the day. Show me what you've got,
okay,
buddy.
Quentin takes the whistle. He blows it.
Muriel doesn't turn around because she can't hear it.
All right, everybody, come in. Gather in. Come in, everybody.
What's this all about, Coach?
What's this
blowing the whistle?
Yeah.
Guys, as you all know, Kyle is long gone. They all look around. They're like, I didn't know that. Why? Who's Kyle? Kyle was the assistant. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. Look, Blasso here. He thinks he can coach you guys into shape. All right. So I'm just free balling it today, you know. I give me an off day.
What, you're
really
free
nice.
Balling it today?
Yeah.
I'm wearing underpants.
Yeah, I'm wearing you see these really short shorts. Yeah, if the wind blows, hook, get your cameras ready, know what I mean.
Kathleen, look away. Kathleen, don't look. Don't look.
What? Don't look.
Oh my God. Kathleen.
It's fine.
Kathleen, I love you, Kathleen.
I've seen too many balls in my day.
Stop it. Ooh, stop it.
Kathleen.
All right, bless her.
Footballs.
All right, bless her.
You right,
that's
you
why I'm here. I see
Kathleen.
What?
Kathleen, shut up. Kathleen, shut up right now. I swear. I
Kathleen,
swear.
You want to okay. go to California Pizza Kitchen after this?
What's California?
Don't be asking my wife on a date.
It's in America. It's a wonderful, magical place with lots of.
Okay.
All right, we're going.
Kathleen.
It's a date. Okay.
Aren't you supposed to coach them first?
Yes. Afterwards, I will have a date with your wife. Okay.
Jim Bob, oh, you what? Hear that? We're going to California Pizza Kitchen.
No, he's asking just you. I didn't get invited.
Oh, do you not want to go, Jim Bob?
No, I want to go, obviously. It's California Pizza Kitchen, but.
You know what, Jim Bob? You want to come?
I mean, yeah.
All right,
if
you're
that
not
makes
invited.
It not a date between
do you want
to, nope,
can,
it's just,
I can invite one of my girlfriends, Clinton.
Yes, yes.
All right, I'll go call one of them.
Okay,
I'll be back.
All right, I have to do soccer. Okay.
What's that?
It's a game where there's two teams. What?
Is it like football?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
You know that?
Yep.
Which friend are you calling?
I'm going to call Shirley.
Shirley? How is she? Tell me about her.
Oh, she's grand. She's real grand. I've known her since I was a wee lad. And she's now like a tech mogul.
Wait a second. She sounds really familiar, but I can't picture why. Huh.
Listen up, Blesso. You think you can coach this team better than any other coach around? Is that it?
I do think so. Because while I may not be able to play that great, I can sure as hell coach a damn good team. Because I've learned from a movie called Space Jam that anything is possible as long as you go to the Space Jam.
The four kids in the trench car are like, oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on and slam.
I love LeBron in it.
The man starts to do a Fortnite dance. All four kids are doing different ones. You see, like, the arm. All right, guys, gather in. Come close. Come closer. They start to get closer. Come closer.
And not too close. Not
now they're all, like, right next to each other. All right, let's practice. Break. And then they all push
really,
them all away.
Did we really have to get that close?
You know what? Don't question me. Just listen. All right. So this is called a ball. You may know it, but you don't actually know the ball itself. Here, catch. He throws the ball. It disappears.
How'd you do that, mate? Reg, calm down. Calm down, Reg.
You have to know the ball. He snaps and 1,000 balls come falling down.
Reggie, it's fine. It's fine, Reggie. It's fine.
Once you
Reggie attacks the balls. He's like slashing at them.
2110 puts a tank dart in him.
Once you know the balls, then soccer. This game, we're gonna be able to play it. All right, everybody partner up.
The three of the bikers, they team up with the other three. Mildred goes with the four boys or four kids in the trench coat. 2-2-1 drags Reggie away, and it's just Jim Bob and Quentin.
All right, Jim Bob.
Hey,
I guess nobody wanted to go with you, so no, I'm stuck.
It's just we have an odd number. It's,
okay.
It's not like they didn't want to go with me.
All right, as they kick the ball, they talk to each other.
Right.
Look, Jim Bob, I just wanted to apologize for what I said to you earlier. That wasn't that
Wait,
wasn't
which
cool.
part? Which part? About me being part of the Wizard of Oz or the part where you asked my wife on a date?
The first one mostly, but the second one I'll apologize for it. I'll be a man.
You'll be the what man? Be the what man? You can say the bigger man. You're going to be the bigger man.
I was, but then I caught myself, so I didn't say it.
Listen, I might be 4'7", but
I'm a bigger man than you'll ever be.
You know what, Jim Bob? You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Like, listen, I understand that, you know, you're not happy about being put down to the minors and whatever. You're a single man.
Did you call us minors?
No, shut up, Kathleen.
Okay.
Shut up. Shut up. My marriage is on the rocks there.
Do you want some actual marriage advice?
I mean, I guess if you got it.
Yeah, you know, I'm single, but I know of my way around a good marriage. And
have you been married before?
I have been married before. I have a son.
You have a son?
Yeah.
All right.
His name is No, yeah, it's Gibby.
Gibby.
Yeah, Gibby Blasso.
That might
pride and joy.
That must just be like a weird American name or something.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I do have a son, and I have an ex-wife, and actually two ex-wives. But the reason why it didn't work out is because I didn't prioritize them. And so next time you have to choose between football or Kathleen, pick Kathleen. She'll appreciate it. And you know what? I made that reservation for California Pizza Kitchen.
In America.
In America. You take my place. The two of you go instead of me.
Well, I don't.
I'll pay for it, too.
Oh, the plane tickets and everything.
No, the dinner. But I mean, I guess.
How do I get there? We're in England.
I mean, just have 2210 fly you. He can fly.
No,
he was flying around earlier. I saw him.
He is. He's flying. It cuts to 2210, and he's like literally like rocketing around.
He's like carrying Reggie around. Like,
yeah, because they're
as like a play doll. Just like he's like trying to have Reggie kick the ball like he's like puppeteering, because Reggie is still tranquilized.
Yeah.
All right, Jim Bob. Look, let's just we don't have to be friends, but
right.
Let's just be like acquaintances plus, you know, like we do this together, but we still like each other because I like you and I think you're a good person.
Hi, guys. Shirley says she'll go to California Pizza Kitchen with us.
Actually, it's just you and me going, Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, really. I've decided that I'm going to take the rest of practice off and we're going to fly to America to have California Pizza Kitchen.
Tell her you have a gift.
I have a gift for you.
Really?
I do.
My love for you.
It's my love.
What are you saying, Quentin?
No, don't listen to him. He's not important.
Okay.
Not important what he's saying. The gift I have for you is my love.
That's so cute.
Thank you. I love you a lot. That's why I just love you.
So do I have to like call off the California Pizza Kitchen with Shirley?
I mean, I guess if you want her to come still, it'll just be the three of us then.
But Shirley's already here.
Oh, is she?
She's here.
She's here right now.
Shirley, like a tall, like kind of a woman in like a pantsuit walks in, and she has like a nice set of glasses on. She's got long hair. She has like her iPhone in one hand, typing up a long ass email really quickly in one, and she's talking in an earpiece in another. Yeah, sell right now, I tell you. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Hi, Kathleen. Oh my god, hi, Shelly.
They hug. They do like the side kisses on each other's cheeks or whatever.
This is Shelly.
Oh, Quentin, she's talking to you, mate.
Oh, sorry.
He was so taken by her beauty.
Yeah, she was just Shirley, you're something else.
Thanks. You know, just got out of a weird relationship. Yeah, my boyfriend
He came running home saying that he quit his job. It was here, actually, weirdly enough. Oh, my God.
You know what? I think I did. I did know your ex-boyfriend. I think I did know him.
Yeah, he wasn't. Things weren't really working out between us, you know. He seemed like he was becoming more reliant on me, and as like a girl boss, I'm just like,
Are a fucking girl boss. You fucking own it. You know what, Shirley? You don't have to, but do you want to go grab a candle with me?
A candle?
Yeah.
To light. Sure. I've never been asked that before, so
yeah.
I'm interested.
Right. Yeah. Well. We'll do it after the game tomorrow, which also is the one and only game of the season and is the championship game.
Of the minors?
Yeah. And then if
wow.
we win, well, here's what I heard through my connections up in the big boy leagues.
The Premier League?
The Premier League. Yeah, thank you. Is that if the team wins the game, we'll...
be a part of the Premier League.
Part of the Premier Leagues. And they'll change the rules for us. They'll
So that way those six guys can ride motorcycles on the pitch.
Oh, also that we can have a bear and a robot and that we
an
can,
old lady.
Old lady, you know.
And whatever though is that a one person or they're so wobbly. It looks like it's multiple people on top
no,
of each other.
No, it's just one person.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. They said they were one person.
It's so. Like the first two like topple over. It's like the first two are like dragging the coat behind them.
All right. Well,
that sounds grand.
Yeah. See you after the game.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's tonight. Is not the game. Tomorrow night's the game, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you go on the date now?
Oh, right. Okay, let's do it
yeah,
right
I'm
now.
I'm saying right now. Why would you wait till after the game?
Okay, you know what? You're right. All right, everybody, see you tomorrow at the World Championship game for the minor leagues. And then if we win, we go to the Premier Leagues. So there's a lot riding on this game. But everybody have good night.
The actual coach, like he like looks up from him sunbathing. He's just like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure this is gonna work.
It's gonna work."
Now they go on the date.
Fine, just kidding.
We cut to, like the British version of Bath and Body Works.
Oh, gosh, it's.
It's Bath, like you know, like the place Bath.
<It's> Bath.
Bath and Body Works.
I like that.
Anyway,
it's Quentin, like in Bath.
In Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, the Bath That's and funny. Body Works in Bath.
Quentin and Shirley are in the candle aisle.
Oh, wow. They got some interesting candles here.
They do. Did you see this one? It says lilac rose. Smell
wow.
it.
I can definitely smell the lilac.
Oh, and this one says seaside breeze. Smell it.
I'm definitely getting a hint of breeze.
And this one says turtle. Smell it.
That one just smells exactly like the breeze one.
I know. That's what I thought. Man, you know what? Look at your eyes.
This one smells like English breakfast. What?
What?
What'd you say?
Hand it to me.
English breakfast. Here you go. Do you smell the beans?
It kind of smells like breeze to me.
A worker enters the aisle. Hi, welcome to Bath and Body Works in Bath. Can I help
Oh, that's
you
so cute.
Yeah, yeah that cute. Is cute. I didn't come up with it. But
okay.
Yeah, here's how you can help me. You can help me by getting this lady to go to dinner with me right now.
Sir, I don't... Sir, that kind of makes me uncomfortable the way you said right now.
I'll give you a tip if you be my waiter. I brought a microwavable meal. You could just pop it in the microwave in the back. I brought a
okay,
microwave
Okay, if you
too.
Two can follow me to our microwave section and then subsequently our dining section.
Oh my God, perfect. They sit down. I will take a wine. Hold the lemon.
Okay.
You also usually take your wine with lemon? Well, you said hold the lemon.
Wait, but... No. I meant add the lemon.
Yeah, you wanted me to hold the lemon in the glass is what you meant.
Yeah. See, you're going to get a nice tip.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Ma'am, if you're having any problems with him, please blink 3 times in succession.
What are you talking about? This is a grand old night.
Oh, good. Okay.
Exactly like this candle. Smell it. It's grand old night.
Oh, it kind of smells like English breakfast.
Oh, that's so weird. Why would you have English breakfast at night?
I don't know. I just got a hint of beans in it. I know. Anyway, I'll be right back with the wines.
You know who also has a hint of beans? This guy. She points at Quentin.
You're right.
Full of beans.
Let's get an appetizer of the beans, please.
All right, I'll be back with the wine and the beans right away.
Would you mix them?
Hold the lemon in the glass and then also put beans in it.
Yeah, I'll be back right away.
Wait, before you go, I'll take a swirly straw too.
Okay.
And can you make that too? So that way it like goes between both of us.
Yeah,
and we
it
can
swirls
share
between
it.
The two. Yeah, it's
but
two
make
straws.
Sure, make sure it's one big enough to fit the beans in it.
Yeah, well,
I don't
want
to scoop them out. I just want to slurp them.
Right, you want to suck the beans through the swirly straw.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a milkshake a little bit.
Call it bean shake.
Bean wine shake.
Bean wine. Bean wine shake. Bike.
It's bind shake.
Bind shake?
That's nice.
Bind shake. Bind shake. Anyway, I'll be back with those two bind shakes.
Wait. What's your name? What's your name?
Oh my god, my name.
What's our waiter's name for the night?
My name is Charlize Theron. No relation.
Okay. That's a Bath name if I've ever done her one.
Everyone from Bath is named Charlize Theron.
Oh, really? No wonder.
Ironically, though, not Charlize Theron.
Whoa.
I know.
No wonder I have like 7 Charlize Therons on Facebook.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man.
You're so...
Anyway, if you look at these two menus, you can probably pick out the appetizer when I come back with those bind shakes. All right.
Okay.
She
okay.
exits very fast.
What are you going to have?
I think I'm going to have the, man, you know, for a Bath and Body Works microwavable restaurant in the back, they do have a lot of bean options. I think I'm going to have the bean souffle.
Oh, really? The bean souffle? You know, I was thinking of the bean pizza. The bean pizza?
Oh, that was cute. He leans over and they kiss. And they start making out.
Oh my gosh. I don't kiss on the first date. I've been in a loveless relationship for the past 5 years with a little gremlin guy named Kyle. Have you ever been in a loveless relationship, Quentin?
I have. I've been married twice and I have a little boy. His name is Gibby. I feel like I should have laughed. I'm laughing at my son's name. You know why my wife and I named him Gibby?
Why?
We were looking at the sun one day and our eyes started to hurt. And then we just name our child Gibby. And that's how it happened.
I feel like those two parts of the story shouldn't really connect, but okay.
Man, you know, I think it's nice that you're paying for dinner.
Right.
I'm a tech mogul. Yes, I would pay for that.
Yeah, you're a girl boss. I didn't even bring a wallet.
Two bind shakes for the lovely couple.
Oh, thank you, Charlize.
Thank
and
you.
For your appetizers, what will you be having? Not appetizers, and, entrees.
Did we not?
No, the appetizer is the bind shake. What do you want?
Oh, sorry.
Charlize, do you want to meet us? I'll go first. My name is Quentin. Quentin Blasso. And what's your name over there, you?
My name is Shirley Stiltskin.
Wow, it's very nice to meet both of you.
Oh, thank God. I didn't. Yeah, I.
Wait,
I was
Shirley Stiltskin, the tech mogul?
That's me. I run Stilts, the dating app.
Wow.
Wow.
I haven't found any love on Stilts.
I have somebody for you.
Who?
My cousin.
Okay.
Well, his name's Rocco.
Is he in America?
No, he's in Bath, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. No, I'm, I am kidding, because everybody here is named Charlize Theron. He's in Bath, Michigan, which is a city near East Lansing. It's in
America, like I asked.
Yeah.
Anyway, what will you be having?
Right. Appetizer. You know, I was thinking the beansa.
All right.
You eating that as a meal or as an appetizer?
One order of beansa.
Well, having it as an appetizer. I said it right now. And then
I'll take the boufflé, please.
Did you want those with lima beans or pinto beans?
I'm a pinto girl.
Well, you got the beans on, you don't get a choice.
Okay, I thought you were asking both of us. It's like when you... Never mind. Go ahead.
I'll take the lima beans, the pinto beans, and throw in some kidney beans, too.
All right, okay. Well, that will be an upcharge.
It will be an upcharge.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, I'm paying for it. Go ahead.
Oh, and then right. Also, just go in the back and get whatever other miscellaneous beans you have lying around and put them in the boufflé, please.
All right. Well, again, this is a Bath and Body Works, so I don't know how much extra beans I can rummage up.
Well, I'm just saying, this candle is called Vanilla Bean, so there's got to be some beans back there.
Wait,
you think there are beans in it? He starts digging through the candle. At the bottom is a bean.
Whoa.
It's a vanilla bean.
Your food will be out shortly. The chef right now is...
non-existent.
He's doing Bath and Body Works stuff. So, it'll be a minute. But in the meantime, why don't you guys talk about what you want out of life? Okay, she runs away.
That's a good starting question. What do you want out of life?
Here's what I want. I want a mother for my child, Gibby.
Besides the one that you already have?
No, she's not in the picture anymore. She died.
Oh.
I divorced her and then she died of a broken heart. And then she actually died.
Oh, my goodness.
She got a heart attack.
Oh.
She was on a train. And she died of a heart attack, and she was stayed on the train for like 3 more days. People didn't realize because it was like some kind of like psychology.
Was she in the position that looked like she was sleeping?
Uh-huh. And then, and then she started to smell, and then people were like, oh, is she real or not? And she was holding Gibby in her arms.
Why didn't Gibby say anything? How old is Gibby?
Well, at the time he was 12.
Was he just like locked in?
Yeah, he was locked in. He was tired too. He thought she was sleeping.
So every time he woke up, he was like, oh, she's still sleeping. I'll sleep too.
Yeah. He was, yeah. Yeah.
Not the brightest child, I'll say.
No, he still is not the brightest child, but he's
just then. 21180 and Reggie burst into Bath and Body Works.
Who the fuck is 22180? I only know 2210.
It's his middle name.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's good.
Coach, we are having a situation. We need your help.
Am I the main coach now?
Well, your main coach told me to find you.
Okay. What's the situation?
Mildred is missing.
She's missing?
She left a note.
What does it say?
It says this. Reggie, read it. Is that the Jim Allen Home Improvement noise?
Yes.
It says, Reggie says, that Mildred has climbed to the tallest building in Bath. And she's thinking about ending her own life.
Oh, my God. All right. 22180, fly me up.
Well, you don't have to say my full name, sir.
Okay. Well, should I call you 20?
I'm sorry. Are you on a date?
I mean, I was on a date. We just ordered some beans. Reggie, do you want to take my place?
Reggie said, yes.
Reggie, how do you feel about bean souffle?
Reggie sits down in the chair, like, really emphatically.
All right, 2210, let's fly.
All right. Quinn gets on 2210's back and they fly through the roof of Bath and Body Works.
They fly to the tallest building in Bath, England, which is the Tower of Bath Abbey. Standing 49 meters tall, the building of present Abbey Church.
Mm. Sure, there's lightning striking all around the building.
Coach, we have arrived at the Bath Abbey.
Mildred?
Standing at 49 feet. What was it? 49 feet tall? 49
feet. Meters tall.
49 meters tall.
Which is taller than feet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Don't come any closer.
All right. Calm down, Mildred. Take your time. What's wrong? Why now?
You hear about my husband and how his back snapped the other night?
Yeah.
Well, he died just a few hours ago.
Well, I
couldn't recover.
I wish I could express condolences, but I have no feelings.
All right.
Yes, I know that 2210.
My condolences, Mildred, but I have a question for you. How is ending your life going to bring him back?
It won't, but I could be with him.
Well, what if there's no afterlife?
Oh, we're going into that.
Statistically, yeah. There is no afterlife.
No, oh my God. Thank you. So here's what I say. What I say is that I understand your pain. One time, one of my wives died while she was holding my 12-year-old child. It was very sad. But at the time, I was divorced from her. So, you know, I was like, you know. But, you know, she's dead and she died. And I was really sad about it. But you know what I did?
What did you do?
I played football. I played fucking football. That's what you're going to do. You're going to play fucking football, Mildred, because that's what he
wanted. Football saved your life?
Football saved my life. You know, I was doing drugs. And now I do football.
Oh, my God.
I had a hard life, man.
Okay. We'll go and win this game tomorrow.
And then if we lose, don't do anything, okay?
No promises.
Don't say that. You have to promise me.
Coach, can I speak to you alone for a moment?
Yes. Yes, 2210.
I lied earlier. Statistically, Christianity is the truth. There is an afterlife, and you must accept Jesus Christ. We cut to the next day. It's the morning of the championship game.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's in the locker room suiting up. It's just nervous.
Kathleen is giving Jim Bob a good luck kiss. Shirley waves goodbye to Reggie. Like, oh.
She stayed the night at his house.
Yeah, she's like fixing her hair. Yep, and then everybody's just kind of in the locker room, and the coach walks in. He gives a big speech to get him going.
All right, everybody. We're going up against AFF, whatever the hell. And they won a big match just the other day. And they're here to do what the fuck is it called? Just like a
win. Like,
they're looking to win against a minor league team on their off season. But this is our big championship game for us. Yep. It may be nothing to them, but it's everything to us. So I look around courtroom. I look around this locker room and I see nothing but winners. Reggie, we raised you since you were a cub. And now look
Holy
at you.
Shit.
All right, keep the slurs to a minimum today. And the Bulldogs of the Bulldog Gang. What did I call them?
Yeah, yeah, that's good enough, I think.
The Bulldog Gang. You protected us from
the elements and also the haters. And now you're going to protect us against those balls. You're going to be the defenders today.
That's right. We beat up a hater this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We strung them up outside.
They're all wearing shirts and they rip them off like John Cena.
We also all had a fun slumber party last night.
We did.
Mm-hmm. We may have kissed.
We may have kissed.
Somebody got a little too handsy.
they all laugh and look at one guy.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. You guys are crazy. And you, Sir Man Dude, I look at you and I swear, you get taller every single day. It's almost like you're going through puberty four times as much. It's crazy to look at such a great man. And I know that you're going to get us one of those signature goals you get, Sir Man Dude.
That's right. And afterward, we may have a beer. Like an adult would.
Yeah, we.
No.
Yeah, we will.
No, oh my God. Talking. Oh my God.
Only let you talk.
And then our mom is going to kiss us goodnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, Mildred, you came back from such hardships, and even you came back from the brink of death and also the edge of Abbey Tower. You are a fighter.
You bet your britches I am.
Yeah, Mildred. Woo!
Woo! Everyone cheers. Woo! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. She raises her walker up like she's waving it around. Like, woo! 2210. You're as much man as anyone else here.
True that.
And Quentin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's go play some football.
Yeah. They run out. Reggie's running. 2210's flying. The motorcycle gang. They're all on their motorcycles. And they meet in the middle with the other team. And now they're doing the face-off thing where they're looking at the other team. The other team's looking at them. And the referee is in the middle, and he's holding the soccer ball. Quentin's right up front, staring into the eyes.
I don't think they're all right there. That's like
they're all on the line.
Yeah, they're all on the line like a football team.
Yeah, even Reggie.
Like an American football team?
Yeah, everybody's there.
Even the goalie's at the
football. Yeah, even the goalie's there, yeah.
The goalie has to sprint back.
And so Quentin's looking in the eyes of the man who broke his leg. Fuck you. This time, we're going to win.
Whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I broke your leg. I'll break your other one for good measure.
But guess what you didn't break? My spirit. And you also made me nicer, too. So fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
No. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You know what I say to that?
What?
Fuck you.
Well, you know what I say to that?
What?
Football, go!
He's able to kick the ball before the other team notices. Oh, shit!
Oh, go! So everybody runs out. Reggie's in the goal. We said the bikers are the defense men.
So Mildred, 2210, the guy in the trench coat, and Quentin are the forwards.
And what about Billy Joe Bob?
Oh, yeah, Jim Bob. Fuck.
Jim Bob is midfield. So he's alternating between offense and defense.
Sure.
Okay. All right. They're going. They're playing. Oh, the other team, they get a goal. Yay. And then the other team gets a goal. And then
we go up to the commentator booth. All right. AFF whatever is good. Have to put their money where their mouth is today. Isn't that right, bud?
That's correct, Chet. You know, they've been playing a crazy game of exhibitions this offseason, and they have been literally destroying. The stadium they played in last week is now a nuclear waste zone.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah, you know, it's a reunion of sorts between Quentin Blasso and his somewhat arch rival, Carl.
That's right. If you remember last year, Carl broke his team when he was starting forward for BD Wong.
Indeed. And he's now on AFF, whatever the hell. And now he's back for blood. I can tell it. You could see Carl just like pushing every which way. I feel like there should be a card on the plate, but here at the minor leagues, there are no rules.
That's right. You can see the defenders for the Bulldogs there are all wearing biker gear and driving motorcycles.
We see one of the bikers like run over a guy, and then he backs up and runs over him again, and then does like a wheelie on top of the person's body, and then like, and then drives off again.
Two of the bikers are kissing.
Like while they're both driving.
They're driving motorcycles next to each other. And
yeah,
kissing.
Yeah, and kissing.
They clothesline someone with their kiss.
Oh, that's cute. The camera stays on the person for a second. Was that Steve Buscemi? It keeps going.
Way to bring it back.
Yeah, we did it.
All right. Quentin has the ball to himself. He's kicking it forward and forward. He's thinking to himself, I can do this. I can get the goal. However, there's people in front of him trying to block him from getting to the goal. However, he notices that Mildred is wide open. I'm over here. I'm free. I feel free. I feel alive. Kick me the fucking ball.
All right. He kicks the ball right over to Mildred. Perfect pass.
Mildred butts it in with her head. Yeah. And it goes into the goal.
Oh.
Goal.
Oh, the crowd goes wild. The score is 2-1 and there are 10 seconds left on the clock.
Holy shit.
Try and beat that, you AFF whatever the shit. Reggie's like,
I think we're gonna win this thing.
I think we are.
There's 10 seconds left.
Okay, call timeout.
Timeout. All right, everybody get back in.
Everybody huddle up.
Everyone huddles in. Everyone all huddles in together.
I'm here too.
Okay, yes. Oh, hi. Huh.
Stop trying to come my wife like that. We're back right. Again.
I won't. We had a heart to heart. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. There's 10 seconds left. We just don't lose. That's all we have to do.
All right, listen. Quentin.
Yeah.
Everybody kick the ball to Quentin.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I heard from your last coach that's what you told him to say.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm saying it myself.
Okay.
Everybody kick the ball to Quentin. We're winning. There's only 10 seconds left. Even if we get a draw, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think we should all, for posterity's sake, we should all kiss Quentin's toes.
That would really throw him off. That's a good idea. Really, everybody kiss his toes. Kiss his toes.
Everyone gets down and starts kissing his toes.
We go to the commentator's booth. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
are you seeing this on the field?
I've never seen such a play like this in my entire commentating life.
That's right. It seems the entire team of the Bulldogs
is kissing Quentin Blasso's toes.
You look at the toes that are being kissed. The robotic one, the one that got fixed, starts to glow blue. It's like it achieved the power of love or some shit. And now
the bikers in the background are kissing each other and not toes.
The coach is like, you two, kiss the toes. I'm sorry.
And then it starts like buzzing with power.
All right.
Moral of the story, kiss toes.
We're just about to start the final face-off here. Will AFF whatever be able to make up this goal that they're behind?
What was the name of the other guy, Eric?
Kyle. The commentator?
No, the guy on the other team.
Carl. It's Carl.
Carl.
All right. So Quentin and Carl face off again right in the middle of the line. There's 10 seconds left. And it starts. And Quentin takes his newly fixed leg, and instead of kicking the ball, he goes right for Carl's face, and it explodes. Boom!
Half of his face flies off into the stands.
And then the other face, half, flies off into the goal.
Talk about a face off.
And it scored. It counted.
It scored.
It scored.
All right, folks. Yay! We've seen it here first. Quentin Blasso has kicked off Carl's face into the goal, making the final score 3-1 and immediately ending the game.
Oh my gosh, there really are no rules in football in minor leagues.
Really are. Now, the Bulldogs are going to have one heck of a celebratory time because in 3 months' time, they'll be starting off in the Premier League.
You guys hear that? The coach says, we're in the Premier League!
Yeah! We're in the Premier League! Yay! Everybody's celebrating. You see Quentin run to the stands and pick up a little boy who is now 14, but he's tiny. He holds him in the palm of his hand. Yeah!
Oh my God, it's Gibby.
It's Gibby. And maybe this is where his insecurities about little people came from, because Gibby is
Gibby's
tiny.
So small. He's like infant size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so proud of you.
No.
I'm so proud of you, Dad.
Jim Bob pulls Quentin aside while everyone's celebrating. Hey, that was a good play there. Mate.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, Jim Bob.
Thank you. You know, my marriage is no longer on the rocks because of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All I did was love my wife a little bit more, and she doesn't want to cheat on me with every guy who looks away. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're.
No, I don't. Hello.
That's right. She's right here. She's always by my side.
I always want you to be by your side.
And we always will be. Ain't that right?
Yeah, down tootin'. Here in tootin'.
That's cute.
Anyway, and Quentin, I'm glad you're on the team.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Glad.
Oh, you know, Quentin.
Why?
Jim Bob and I were talking.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
And we're looking for a third.
How do you feel about Bath and Body Works?
Woo! In Bath?
Have you had the bean sub?
Have you had the bine?
Oh my God, how was the bine?
It was divine.
Reggie walks up, and because of the glowing toe,
yeah,
he's able to understand bear language now. Reggie gets up on his hind legs and puts both paws onto the shoulders of Quentin. I just want to thank you for giving me the love of, for helping me meet the love of my life. Surely.
Yeah. No problem, man. More power to you.
You know, we are looking for a third.
I'm down. I'm really down.
Credits!
Yay.
I feel like right in that last scene, it kind of went off the rails.
I just thought of, one of these two couples asked him that they're looking for a third, and that really made me laugh.
That's funny.
I like how I was like, oh, this one's grounded in reality. I'm like, no, let's make it weird. Well, I had a robot and a bear.
It was fun to keep track of them. I did forget Jim Bob during that part.
You know what? I'll say it. I don't know any rules to soccer.
Yeah. I mean, all I know is from Ted Lasso. I mean, I know some things from when I was younger, but.
All right. Wait, what do we want to call it?
Yeah. What do we want to call it?
Pizza.
No.
Something like all Bulldogs go to heaven. No, love I'm kidding.
Love it, because Mildred almost killed herself.
Like, all bull... Like, I don't know, like... Perfect pitch, because it's the pitch of the soccer field.
Perfect pitch works.
Like, something like... You say football, I say soccer. Football's like...
Yeah, that's it.
It's like, fuck it, the oddballs.
Minor yeah. league.
I like the oddballs.
The odd the
that works for me.
The oddballs.
Oddballs.
With the S or Z?
Z.
Of course,
yes, S for schmoozeball.
And good.
I like that Kathleen kept flirting with Quinn. She's like, let's go to California Pizza Kitchen.
I got a California Pizza Kitchen.
I'm upset that Jake made him run all the way to America and back, and that's the only time he did.
Yeah, because he kept going, oh, yeah, we have to go to America. And I was like, yeah. You're right.
And also, he, like, lost an arm, didn't he, at one point?
Yes, oh, shit. Fuck, dude, you're right. Well, that just shows that people without arms can still live functional lives.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially
there you
if
go.
They're soccer players.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Snaps to that. Snaps to that.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I did forget about that, though. I was just like, when I was like, he dissolved, I was like, what if I just left him like that? And I was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Then also, like, Kyle left.
I left.
Jesse, did you ever think, like, did you, like, leave that character because you weren't feeling that character that much or something?
I left him just because I thought it'd be more coherent for Quentin to be in a leadership position.
Yeah.
So I was like, instead all right, there fine, being,
like, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was like, we can't have three coaches because I'm coaching and you're coaching and he's going to have to coach.
Well,
so.
Here's the thing about Ted Lasso. They're like, just in the most recent episode, they got their fourth coach. So.
Oh, shit.
Ew.
It was funny. I mean, if you watch it, you'll be like, hell yeah, I'm excited that there's four coaches. Because you love all four of them.
I talked about Space Jam for a second in this one. So I was like, this is just the plot of Space Jam where it's
it was
like,
100% Space Jam. No rules.
It was just like this guy and this ragtag group of people, and I almost did something with magic water, and I'm like, nah, I don't want to.
Aliens show up, try to.
Yeah, oh my gosh, we didn't,
their
like,
zoo.
We didn't do like a halftime scene during the game.
Fuck, you're right.
Like a pep talk or anything, where it's just like the magic juice.
The magic juice. We did, however, spend a long time at Bath and Body Works.
It was like 15 minutes or something. I don't know. It was fun.
It was a good bit. I liked all the
our restaurant scenes. I want to do an episode where it's just us in a restaurant and it just doesn't.
Oh, my God. I can watch Dinner with Andre.
Yeah.
Is it my turn next week?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Hopefully you're not cursed anymore.
Hopefully I'm not cursed. Well, speaking of next time, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. If you want to contact us, you can send us an email, give us suggestions, tell us what you think. That email is screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can contact us on social media at ScreenplayPcast. That's the letter P, not urine.
If you have any complaints, address them to Alec.
Please
any questions? Yeah, please say this
please
is
say,
for Alec.
This is for Alec.
Alec only. Jake and Jesse, beautiful, beautiful. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. I didn't like how you made Reggie say slur.
I wasn't the one that started making him say
yeah,
slur.
Yeah, but if you have a problem with it, send your problem to Alec.
Okay. We're going to get an email from the Detroit Zoo saying the Bears were not... They didn't appreciate
no bears were harmed in the making of that movie.
Or robots.
Anyway, or that's us collectively, but on individually, you can follow us on social media. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm at Alec Combs on both Twitter and Instagram now. Also, check out my YouTube. I just put a big old ass video where I ranked all
I made a tier list video. Hell yeah, I'm a real YouTuber now. Where I ranked all of the Disney Channel stars as drawings of the Disney Channel logo, where they're like, hey, you're watching Disney Channel. You know that if you're a fucking 90s kid, early 2000s kid, you know what I'm talking about. I ranked them all from S to F tier, even an F tier, including the Shadow Realm.
Oh,
there's a few Shadow Realms.
If you can listen to this podcast, you have enough time to watch Alex's video. So,
yeah, that's very true. Yeah. This is a long episode. So
if you don't have an excuse, follow me on Instagram at JakeRubin27. Follow me on Twitter. I've had some banger ass tweets lately at JakeRubin69. Yeah. That's it, boys.
Again, this has been Screenplay. We'll holler at you next time. In the meantime, if you liked it, tell your friends, leave a 5-star rating, tell your enemies, tell your mom and dad.
And light speed.
Studio Ghibli film.